Just me and you again, huh?
Yep.
I hate you. Hello, and welcome to the Exploding Barrel Podcast for May 2nd. That's about 6 days away from the opening of Star Trek 2009.
I like how that went between the date and the year.
If I was to sign an important document, that's how I would write the date. BST.
Oh, Mike's horse.
Before Star Trek. All right. So it's just me and Adge Guy again today.
Yep.
Because it was a crazy schedule. It was too much.
Well, it's finals.
It was finals week, and it was too hard to get anyone to kind of commit to our crazy schedule this time because we weren't even sure when we were going to record. It's just whenever we possibly found time. But that's okay. I mean, hey, we did about 70 podcasts this way. We got it.
Yeah.
You know, we know what to do.
We apparently know what we're doing.
Yeah, so we'll start off with the news. Then we're going to go on to a game of the year for 1997. Should be fun. And then the quiz, inspired by games from 1997. Then we'll talk about our week in gaming. A lot of demos and stuff to talk about. It'll be a lot of fun.
I have a list, so I don't forget.
God. Every time you have a list, I want to shoot myself.
Of course, I probably forgot something on the list.
Yeah. Every time you have a list, you always say that, too. Then we are going to just talk about the downloadable game releases, and then the weekly game releases, and actually, there is a new top 10 list on 411.
Okay.
Drew Robbins did one. It's like his top 10 favorite games. We can do that.
Okay.
So we'll look at that at the end, too. So why don't we get started with the news?
Okay. First thing we got, the Burnout Paradise Cops and Robbers pack came out this week after the trailer last week for a price of $10. Because it's kind of like a capture the flag sort of thing. Mm. I haven't tried it yet. I want to, though.
Yeah. They keep churning that DLC out, huh?
Yep. The Island, I think, is next. Mm. All the stunt stuff. Should be fun.
Oh, cool.
Fallout 3 has retail packages for the DLCs coming. Now, this is what's weird. So the first one, it's just Operation Anchorage in the pit, and it's $20. So like people were like, well, why isn't Broken Steel part of that? Well, there have been sightings of retail listings of another pack. And the description says Broken Steel and something called Point Look, which people wonder if that is a fourth DLC that hasn't been announced yet.
Right.
Apparently near Bethesda's offices in Maryland is Point Lookout State Park. So people are wondering if it's like something that'll take place there and like in a radiated forest, which would be kind of cool.
Yeah, it would be cool. I guess we can only speculate at this point.
Yeah, because Bethesda declined it, saying we don't, you know, we've only announced three DLCs and we haven't announced anything else, so.
We'll see.
Okay, so after all the 6 days of Fallujah talk before, Konami has decided they don't want anything to do with it. They have pulled out of the game, leaving Atomic Games, the developer, now looking for a new publisher. They still want to do the game.
Yeah, maybe they'll find someone. But I can understand why they kind of like just didn't want to deal with it anymore, because then you know it's going to get on the news and it's...
And I just feel like Konami never did a good job of handling it, because like the guy from Atomic Games talking about how they want to do like this gaming equivalent of a documentary with serious commentary, and then the Konami guy's like, it's just a game.
Yeah, you're right.
So maybe this actually might be better
for
them.
They need a more American publisher.
Yeah.
Maybe that's one of the problems.
But not Rockstar.
No. Oh, God. No, I meant, like, just get Activision Blizzard. I mean,
yeah, whatever.
Just get them or EA, Christ.
Actually, it could be good for EA. It could be, like, their competition to Modern Warfare. I should look into that.
Kind of. Well, see, but I don't want the game to be, like, that much like Modern Warfare.
Well, I'm not saying it's exactly like it. But...
No, yeah. I guess it's modern and there is warfare.
Yes.
All right, what's next?
All right, if you feel like you don't get enough value with your Xbox Live Gold subscription, you're about to get 1 versus 100 for free when it comes out.
Does it have what's-his-face in it?
No. Bob Saget?
Yeah.
No.
What? No.
That's a lot of people are upset about
that. Well, screw
that. I know.
See, what, Bob Saget couldn't be bothered? He's so busy doing the intro to How I Met Your Mother.
I don't know. It's strenuous work. Okay, this is actually upsetting. Apparently, The Witcher Rise of the White Wolf, which was to be the console port of The Witcher that looked really good, has been shelved indefinitely due to, the shitty economy.
Yeah.
It's upsetting.
Was it going to be any different than, like, that newer version of the game?
Yeah, I mean, it was a completely different control system, and the graphics were even further enhanced. It looked really nice.
It's a shame.
Yeah. Street Fighter 4 is coming to the PC. And they're putting in different filter shaders. You can choose from watercolor, poster, or Sumi-E ink.
These sound like filters from Photoshop.
Yeah, they are, basically. All right. Did you see the screenshots comparing them?
No, I didn't see those.
They look pretty neat.
Is Sumi-E ink pretty much like...
Like that first like, trailer.
Yeah.
With like the kind of does brush strokes.
Like what, like based... Is there like a filter that just gives you that look that when you're doing the... when that kind of charred move, you know, that look?
Yeah.
Is there like a filter that just like makes you look like that all the time?
I thought. Yeah, kind of.
Cool. Okay. Red Steel 2.
Okay, yeah, I have the way I've listed this, four bullet points. For Red Steel 2, set in Wild West, cell shaded, motion plus, may not suck.
I like the first one. Remember, so Red Steel 1 was the first Wii game to be announced.
Yeah.
In that Game Informer, I remember. Like, before anything else, that was the first one announced.
But it will require the motion plus for the sword play.
Which, they're still doing that? They're still like...
Yeah, because I think that was like the problem is... This was before we knew what to expect of the Wii, probably including Ubisoft, who thought like they're going to put this sword in and it is going to be 1-to-1. So with the motion plus, it actually can be.
Yeah. We'll see. Did we announce that we knew Marvel's Capcom 2 was coming? Did the news come out yet?
I don't think it did.
No, because the intro was me saying I was going to take you for a ride.
That's right. Okay, so yeah.
So Marvel's Capcom 2 got announced.
Woo!
Yay! I mean, it was pretty obvious, so, I mean...
Yeah. But the full details is coming this summer, XBLA and PSN. The PSN demo came out this past Thursday, and it pissed me off because it's local multiplayer only, and if you don't have two controllers, you, like, can't do anything. And I only have one controller.
But it supports widescreen. It's got some filters on there to make the graphics look better. Like, I got some people in the news were like, it's not an HD remix, and they kind of sneered at it. Like, did they not think about that? There's 58 characters in the game.
Seriously.
Like, 58 or 56.
With a insane shitload of things 50. Going on.
They're like, what can they do? Like, all right, you want a fucking HD remix? Here's a pencil and here's a paper. Let's see how long this takes you.
But it uses the same netcode that's in HD Remix Street Fighter 2,
which is nice.
Very good netcode. I found out, I didn't even know this, that netcode originated, it was an open source project that people made to play fighting games online through MAME, and then Capcom bought it.
Hmm.
So it's like open source homebrew code that's just really good, because it's made just for that, for fighting games.
Right.
The demo gives you six characters, you get Spider-Man, Iron Man, Wolverine, Ryu, Chun-Li, and Strider.
Yep. You know, it's cool because they're kind of making a big deal about it, you know?
Yeah, it's nice to see them handling it. I even love it. You go to the Capcom Unity blog, and the headline was, where your curly mustache at? It's Marvel, baby!
Where your curly mustache at? But they even made some new promotional art. I took one of them and I made a background for it that's on the Exploding Barrel WordPress site.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. I'm just pumped.
And what was interesting was Capcom was asked if this would come to WiiWare. And they said, first they said, well, it's not going to come to WiiWare because it's just too big. And it's not going to come to retail because apparently they don't have the retail distribution rights for this game anymore.
Right.
So I thought that was interesting that they're not allowed to like press this to a disc and sell it. But they could do it as a download.
Well, because there's so many... The Marvel rights are just all over the place. Because, you know, I mean, Sega owns the video game rights to Iron Man. But Activision owns the video game rights to Wolverine. So how do you get
and
all the
Spider-Man
people?
And...
Right.
Yeah, it's all over the place.
But for some reason, you know, digital, it's okay.
Yeah.
Okay, that's good for me.
Which works for us.
Or that means that we'll see the Capcom Disney games on Virtual Console then. If this is okay, supposedly.
Yes. I'll go to the thing about Virtual Console and licensing and such. At the Tribeca Film Festival, there was a Turtles truck park there that had a playable demo for a 3D remake of Turtles in Time.
Oh.
You didn't see this?
Yeah, I did see this.
Oh.
I saw that. I was like, oh. At first I was like, wait, but didn't they already release the original? I'm like, no, they released the original arcade.
Yeah,
game.
This is Turtles in Time, but like redone with the 3D graphics.
That's pretty cool.
And like, although like, it's weird. Like Shredder still looks like cartoon Shredder. But they dropped out Bebop and Rocksteady for Toka and Rezar, apparently.
Well, wait a second. But all four of those characters were in the game anyways.
Were they?
Yeah.
Toka and Rezar weren't in Turtles in Time.
Oh, yes, they were, sir.
Really?
Was they in the game? Toka and Rezar were in the game. Did you just see a screenshot of Toka and Rezar replaced?
No, it was from a guy's blog post he talked about.
I wonder if he's confused, maybe, because all four of those
this guy were... showed up to the event dressed like Casey Jones. I think he knows his Turtles.
I'm just saying that all four characters were in the game before.
Were they? Oh, okay. then in that case, maybe that is the confusion.
It was kind of like the only thing in Total Sun that was like a tie into the movie.
Right. Also, the rumor with this is that they'll do a virtual console release of the Super Nintendo version of Turtles in Time.
Right.
Which I believe had additional levels from the arcade version, which people don't know if maybe they'll get into the remake or not.
That's true. Yeah, there's kind of some... Well, like the additional levels for, I think, the Super Nintendo thing were all in the beginning, and they're kind of more like the original... Because like there was a bunch of levels I remember before you started traveling through time, right. Basically.
Just remember how great it was when you like grabbed foot soldiers and threw them at the screen?
Oh, yeah.
And that was, in fact, how you fought Shredder?
Oh, yeah. That whole... all those Turtles beat 'em up games, they were great. Everyone loved those.
All right.
All right.
Fable 2 See the Future DLC comes out May 12th, and it's only 560 points, which is $7.
I was going to say, what the hell is 500? Okay, $7. All right. Well, that's cool, I guess-ish.
There's a trailer up on... the marketplace down there.
Is this basically like a video game trailer for Fable 3-ish kind of?
I don't think so.
I just wonder if this is tying into the future of the series at all. Like, well, I mean, I assume that you see the future, right?
Well, I'm sure there's some time travel aspect to it. Find out. I'll probably get that when it comes out because I'll be on my. Well, I'll be done with school.
Did you finish Gone Whole Island?
Yeah.
Okay.
And the last item I have. Ending on a sad note, Batman Arkham Asylum delayed to the end of summer as opposed to June 23rd, which was the previous date.
Well, I mean, if they need a delay, delay it.
Yeah.
I don't want to give them crap for it. Yeah, it's looking good. So you know what? You know, make sure it is good. Because even like this Wolverine game that came out right now, you could tell just like if it had a little bit more time, it might be even better. But you know, there's a movie tie-in and we had to go out. Hard to believe they never made that Dark Knight game.
I know.
They're like
they really had to drop the ball on it.
Honestly, if you think if
that
they
seems like a license to print money, you know?
Yeah, I think if they had realized at the time how much money that movie was going to make. Well, all right, good news session, good fun stuff. Marvel's Attack on 2, amazing. Amazing. I don't know. I don't know if this is the story of 2009.
No, it was. It might have been if it was a little more drawn out.
Right.
It was kind of like
Marvel's
countdown announcement demo.
If it was Marvel versus Capcom 3, it would be the story of 2009.
There you
I wonder
go.
What will be the story of 2009. I wonder if anything will match the story of 2008.
Yeah, we're not there. I mean, we're not even halfway through
Mega
the
Mega Man 9. Okay. So, game of the year for 1997.
Oh boy,
this is like when like people were on the internet at this point, you know?
Yeah, this was back in the days of Mixin' Mojo and the Scum Bar, and we had our GeoCities sites. Which you see, GeoCities just closed recently.
Yeah,
that's sad. I think our sites were still there. We should have gone one last time. They're gone now. Don't bother.
No.
GeoCities is gone.
My site can't be gone.
It's gone.
Wait a second. Surf.
Oh god.
/blood. Island. All right, here we go.
It's not gonna. Oh, it does still work.
Oh,
but I thought they were gone.
Oh, the music's playing.
It's the roller coaster of doom.
It is such. I'm on tripod, bitch.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Oh my god,
tripod.
This is such 1998. Oh my god, this is such a crappy site.
This site opened. Wait, old news. Hang on, we need to see when the first news post was.
It was
July 17th, 1998.
Oh my god.
Your website, which is a complete ripoff of my website.
What was more popular?
Asshole. That was a terrible life lesson for you.
Oh my god, look at this. My handle is just
Yoshi.
Mike.
You know, your email address is yoshi868@hotmail.com.
Oh my god, I can't believe this is still off. The Daily Blood.
Like size 72 font. This is the worst website
ever. Wait, there's a poll. Shut up. Quiet. This is serious. Take the poll. What's your favorite Chris of Monkey Island?
Okay, the choices are Plunder Island, Blood Island, Skull Island, Monkey Island, and the always popular Don't Care. Why did we put those choices?
Because I was just imitating all the other... Everybody's
That's
poll,
what I'm saying.
They always have the apathetic, like, I don't care.
But you barely
care
enough
whatever.
To vote for... No- well, hang on. I want to vote for Plunder Island. Please.
I don't think the results work anymore.
Oh, no.
No, dang it. Oh, the login counter doesn't work anymore either.
They got rid of it.
No. The site is still... I have all my awards.
Oh, yeah, because those are important.
This one guy who had his own award just kept giving me awards. I got the rubber chicken with a pulley in the middle award. the Machine Award, the Underwater Award, and Freddy's Choice Award.
And you had your own award?
Yeah, the Blood Island Extreme Sight Award. I think you might have won that.
Did you ever announce any winners?
The winner is going to be announced on August 25th, 1998. Oh, my God. Why are there banners on my site? I never got any money from these banners.
Yeah, seriously. Well, that was Tripod, I think.
Look at this fancy animated banner I made, though.
I know, right?
This is... I can't believe my...
you had to have your animated banner to be in the web circles.
Pictures I just stole from other websites.
Like, they don't even mean anything. It's just like a bunch of pictures vertically arranged.
It's a picture gallery. And the music. Everyone needs to go to surf.2/Blood Island.
No, wait. Go to welcome.2/Portapoyo.
Let's see. Does your site still exist? Welcome. Well, yours is harder. Welcome.2Porto.
No, P-E-U. I think I spelled it wrong. It's either P-E-U or P-U-E. Try both.
Porto?
P-U. No, you've got the E.
Ay, ay, ay.
And it's Poyo, not Poya.
How do I spell Poyo?
P-O-L-L-O, not an L-O-A. Now, wait, switch the E and the U around.
Did you misspell it?
I did.
Nope, your site's gone.
Damn!
But mine lives forever.
This is bullshit.
Okay.
All right. 1990. Well, now that we looked at Curse Monkey Island.
I can't believe we just... That was the thing, though, is like you had to have your own Monkey Island website.
That's just what you did. You couldn't be taken seriously at the forums over at the Scum Bar if you didn't have your own website.
Right. Yeah. Okay, so 1997. First, we have Age of Empires.
Which is still a phenomenal game to this day.
I remember it made the gathering aspect of things more fun because you could, like, hunt.
Like, yeah. Like, hunting for food was way cool.
You could gather, like, berries. You could make farms. It was really cool. Age of Empires was a fun
one. And then that was, like, the first game where it got a sense that more you were building a town rather than just a base.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah. It was improved upon with Age of Empires, too.
Word.
Castlevania Symphony of the Night, that was, like, the first of the
Metroidvania games.
Metroidvanias, and it was a fantastic game.
Michael, what is a man?
A miserable little pile of secrets. But enough talk. How about you?
Very nice.
I knew the whole thing if I wanted.
I know.
Okay. Then we have the Curse of Macau, which obviously was a game we enjoyed enough
to make websites about it.
Crappy front page 98 websites.
Now, you know what I need to dig up now, and I'm not going to have time to do it for this show.
What?
But shortly after the release of Curse of Monkey Island, we would hang out at the Scum Bar, and if you were a Monkey Island fan, you know what that website was. And they had an IRC channel. And one of the guests frequently in that channel was none other than Dom Armato himself, a.k.a. the voice of Guybrush Threepwood. Mm-hmm. So one day he came to the channel, and there's only like 10 other people in there, so we're all just talking. And I private messaged him, because this was around the time of Chris's birthday. And I said, hey, I have a really random favor to ask you. Feel free to say no. But like our brother's birthday's coming up. His name's Chris. And I just thought it'd be really cool if you just like recorded a little audio clip of you and Guybrush's voice saying happy birthday to him. And he did it.
He did it. Yeah, he did it full blown.
Yeah, it was really cool.
It's cool, yeah.
It's on a zip disk somewhere. Yeah, you gotta dig it out.
That was cool. That was really cool of him. He retired from voice acting, though, didn't he?
Yeah, he did a character on Rocket Power, and that was about it.
The kid's character mumbled all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But I always loved Dom Armato.
But yeah, Curse of Gun was awesome. I mean, that game was gorgeous.
Yeah.
The animation is phenomenal.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Like, if Day of the Tentacle was our first adventure game, Chris McGowan was the one that, like, got us really into the genre.
Mm-hmm.
Great game. Next, we have Fallout, which was a game I didn't really play until recently, the first one, but it was a very important game.
It was a very open-ended game.
Very open-ended. One of the, you know, it was kind of it was a very modern Western RPG for the time.
And the fact that like it went so deep is like if you made a character with an intelligence under 4, then you played a stupid character.
Yeah.
And then what's funny, I just found this out, is like there's another guy who was also really stupid, but you're so stupid that his unintelligible mumbling actually makes sense to you.
Yeah.
And you actually think he's a really smart alien.
Little things like that mean that game.
Uh huh.
Final Fantasy VII, the much debated.
Yeah, as I've said in the past, certainly not the best Final Fantasy game, but it was very important.
Clearly the most important.
It got a lot of people who don't even like JRPGs to play it. It really solidified the PlayStation as a brand. Mm-hmm.
The RPG genre would not be where it is today if it wasn't for this game.
Right.
I mean, there have been so many kind of imitators and just things influenced by it. And it, you know what? I played it recently, and I still think it's a good one.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, obviously people mm-hmm. debate forever if it's overrated or whatever. And I don't know. I think it's besides the point. It's obviously a great game and an incredibly special game at the time. Even, like, you can look at it and you just think in 1997, some of the things it was doing with graphics, with pre-rendered, like, animation.
Especially the way it blended the two.
Right. It just, yeah, I mean, it was insane. Final Fantasy Tactics also came out, here's the game. Now, people say some games are hard. And I dispute them. This is a game that's just
It's a game I really want to like, and I've tried playing it so many times, but it is so hard.
Yeah, I just
like it's part of the problem. It's another one of those JRPGs where if you don't follow the strategy guide and make the exact right decisions, you're screwed.
Right.
Which I kind of hate about it. Like, that's why I want them to stop doing these Final Fantasy Tactics Advance games and make an actual Final Fantasy Tactics 2.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That's like a little more streamlined. But not like with these childish stories.
Right. Next up, we have GoldenEye.
Like, another game that I understand it was like the first console FPS, the multiplayer. But honestly, I, even at the time, never thought it was a particularly good game because I was playing Quake, you know?
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. In a post-Quake world, I never really understood.
Yeah, but a lot of people never played Quake because they didn't play PC games.
Right, and even us, the only times I ever played this game was when, like, we had friends over who were like, let's play GoldenEye, and they were so adamant about it, like, okay, we'll play GoldenEye. And it was fun.
Yeah, you can, I mean, it's hard not to play that game with three good friends and enjoy your time.
In a first off, in a post-Quake world, Quake 2 came out this year also. I didn't put it on the list. But, you know, Quake 2 is out. Next year we have, like,
Half-Life.
I know people love this game, and I know some people probably in their Twitter responses to when I asked them what their game of the year 1997 was, they'll probably say GoldenEye. But just not for me. And speaking of other games I just never seemed to get into nearly as much as other people, first Gran Turismo came out.
And again, it's just that whole... It's kind of like that same barrier to entry that I say Madden has, where it's super deep if you understand the material, but there's nothing in the game to teach you, like, the inner workings of these cars.
That's what I like about MLB 09 The Show, kind of going back, is how I'm kind of learning a lot about baseball as I'm playing.
Right. See, this game, it never really took any time that I saw to, like, say, like, what a drive shaft right, is, or how to adjust your suspension.
And we're not car enthusiasts.
Yeah.
So it just...
But again, I understand why a lot of people really like it. Mm-hmm. If you're into that stuff, yeah, this is probably a phenomenal game for you.
Marvel Super Heroes versus Street Fighter, which is...
The prototype to Marvel versus Capcom
well,
2.
Well, it's like, there's a Marvel versus Capcom series, but the first installment is this, then the second installment is...
Just Marvel versus Capcom, right?
No, it's Marvel... It's... Oh, it gets...
No, wasn't there X-Men versus Street Fighter?
No, this is the second one, because there's X-Men versus Street Fighter. That's the first one. Then this, then Marvel vs. Capcom, then Marvel vs. Capcom 2. But Marvel vs. Capcom 2 is actually the fourth installment in the Marvel vs. Capcom series.
Right.
It's confusing. But here's this one. And I just threw it in. Any game in that series gets a free pass from me, to be on the list, at least. Next up was Mega Man Legends. This is interesting, because at the time, people, like, critics were like, kind of like,
split.
Oh... Not even split. They were mostly just kind of negative. It was just sevens, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But it's a game that is looked back on much more fondly these days.
Right, and people still clamor for a sequel, which mm-hmm. I would like to see.
Yeah, I mean, I played it when it came out. It was fun.
It's a good game.
It was good.
And it had surprisingly good voice acting, I always thought.
Right, and you know, it wasn't like... It may not have been what you thought a 3D Mega Man game would have been like.
But as taken as its own thing, I think it was interesting.
Right, it had a lot more like RPG elements in it than people may have expected, but it was really cool. Next is Mischief Makers, which is... A treasure 2D platformer made for Nintendo 64, which was just a really cool game. This would make
it
a good
It had the
mission
dash
sometimes.
Mechanic with the C buttons.
Yeah, a really cool dash mechanic,
well.
A lot of grabbing things, kind of.
Which Treasure seemed to do a lot in their platformers.
Yeah, exactly. But it was just a fun game, and it was a good-looking game, too. Oddworld Abe's Odyssey is another popular 2D game made for
PlayStation. This was just cool because it was a game that was... The gameplay was fine, but it was really more a game about characters and world and setting mm-hmm. and interaction.
Mm-hmm. It was fine. It was kind of a successor to Another World.
Yeah, and the Neverhood.
Sort of realistic, sort of the more, well, Another World kind of, but by Another World, I mean that sort of realistic 2D platform.
Yeah.
Next
it was just real quick. It was just interesting to play a game where, and you know, people have talked about this, where your character is not like some superpowered guy who's going to defeat everything and save the world. Mm-hmm. You're actually like the weakest thing in the game.
Right. Well, they're trying to make you into food.
Yes.
Right. Next up is Star Fox 64, which is really just a pre or remake of the original Star Fox, but it's so
awesome.
Good.
And this introduced force feedback to the console space.
Mm-hmm. And the barrel roll.
Yes.
Let's not forget
but also,
the barrel
roll. This game was also notable for being really the first 64 game I could think of that had such extensive voice acting.
Yeah.
And at this point, it was still pretty good. Mm-hmm. Like, it was terrible in that GameCube one. Where you have, like, Oinkini, and he's like, Uncle Andros!
Well, sadly, this was the last good Star Fox game.
Yeah, well, the DS,
the DS one was okay.
But yeah, I mean, it was super fun.
It was
great. I really enjoyed it.
And there was those moments where it kind of went free range and stuff.
All range mode.
Yeah. Even the multiplayer was kind of fun, you know?
Yeah.
And you had the modes where you're in the tank. It was a great 64 game. One of my favorites, really. Dark Forces 2, Jedi Knights, the first good lightsaber game.
Kyle Katarn is like one of my favorite Star Wars characters.
He is.
He's
cool.
So good.
I get whenever he makes cameos in other games.
Because you're like, oh, it's him. And like, I get that. Now, the one thing about this game I will say is when you try to go back and play it now, the controls are shit. It was literally like every force power is mapped to a different button, and they were mostly like the F keys.
Yeah, yeah.
So you had like, it's not too bad if you have like one of those like side keyboard controllers that have some mappable buttons, or if you have like a mouse with a lot of buttons. But it's a little cumbersome. They did a good job of better streamlining the controls for Jedi Outcast, the sequel. But it was also notable that it had the live action cutscenes, which were actually pretty well done.
Mm-hmm.
It was very good at capturing Star Wars.
This may have also been one of the first times where it's kind of a cliche now, especially in Star Wars game, where you have like the dark side and light side ending.
Yeah, but this was the first time.
Yeah, that was a big deal. And I mean, people just wanted to finally have like that lightsaber game.
And it also had really good multiplayer.
Yeah, very really popular good multiplayer for a long time.
Yeah, I think it's still. I'm trying to think now. I don't know if it open sourced or if people just have been patching it themselves or whatever. But I know there's still a thriving online community for this game.
Right. People still enjoy it. Speaking of online games, Ultima Online came out.
I remember this game. I didn't get super into it. I had it. I played it. But it was a little over my head.
Right.
But just when I heard what the concept of it was, the way I always pictured it was a little more, almost like a fantasy version of Second Life. I think I pictured more than what it actually was. It's like I was like, oh, I'm going to like own a tavern. And, like, just have this tavern in this, like, medieval village. And it's going to be sweet. And that, like, you know, you walk into the game and some guy, like, kills you and steals all your shit. And you're like, what's going on?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, it was a little overwhelming if you didn't immediately know what you're doing. But it should be noted, this game is still alive and well today, 12 years later. People are still paying $10 a month to play this game.
Too bad Ultima Online 2 never happened, huh? What are you looking at?
Something made a noise outside. Just didn't know what it was.
Are you paranoid?
When I looked like I saw a bird flying.
There is a bird.
Yeah, I know. I thought like the bird flew
in
the window.
All right. Calm down now. Let's take a look at some other people's things after we get rid of the pop-up that came from my bad website. All right. First off, let's look at Swear Guys.
Oh, yes.
And I didn't get a chance to kind of glance through these as much a little earlier like I normally would like to again because of the busy week. First, he has Alundra, which is a Zelda clone by the guys who made the FF3 and 4 remix for the DS. How about that? This isn't the one that in their first episode of the first episode of our podcast we were looking at the Virtual Consoles list and there's a game that sounded like Zelda we're making fun of.
No, it wasn't that. It was something else.
Deadly Rooms of Death.
Amazing.
that's
a puzzle game.
It's supposed to be a funny name, right? They weren't serious.
Assuming.
Okay.
Soul Hackers.
This is you know, the sequel to Devil Summoner. This is a Shin Megami game, which he loves. And he says, you know, a lot of people said the first one wasn't very good, but this one is supposed to be a lot better. You know, I feel bad. He wrote so much about this for me. And I did read it at one point.
Einhander. I love that game.
I remember that.
It's so hard.
It is hard.
But it's awesome.
It was a shooter. It was like a...
Made by Square Enix,
right,
of all
But it
people.
Was basically a shmup, right?
Yeah.
And it was sweet. Enemy Zero. It's a survival horror game by Warp. And it takes place in a space station, that kind of thing.
I vaguely remember
this. He says this is maybe the scariest game he's ever played. Interesting. Huh. G. Darius. Fish-laden horizontal shooter. Oh boy. But there's that, I guess. Let's see what you two have to say about this now. I want to see what a fish shooter possibly is. Whoa. It's a shmup. Oh,
it's got some crazy scrolling going on with some 3D backgrounds.
Looks kind of cool, though.
Yeah.
He seems to be into these, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Next up is Klonoa. Klonoa. I played Klonoa 2.
Yeah.
It's a great 2D platformer. Good fun stuff.
Didn't a new one just come out for the Wii? Or it was a remake of the original, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think so. Mega Man Legends he brought up, which first off he said, you probably heard of it, but given the game's abysmal sales, I guess you'd have not played it. Which I responded to him like, I did play it, sir. And he's like, oh, shit. But yes, we were aware of Mega Man Legends, but thank you. He also brought Mischief Makers, which maybe he'll be proud that I also bought this game.
Mm-hmm.
Ozman, a spiritual successor to Strider, developed by the same team. Princess Crown, the precursor to Odin Sphere.
Oh, I didn't know.
More like a fighting game than a brawler. That's interesting. I want to see the YouTube of this real quick.
Okay.
It looks... Oh, that...
Yeah, it does look like Odin Sphere.
Looks a lot like it. I guess this must be like the same people, even.
Yeah. Wow, it's really well animated for a game from 97.
Well, this looks a lot like Odin Sphere.
Huh.
I didn't realize that there's something so similar to Odin Sphere 10 years ago.
Yeah, it actually looks pretty sweet. He's right. It looks more like a fighting game, almost.
God, this looks a lot like Odin Sphere. I'm almost kind of disappointed in Odin Sphere now. I kind of thought it was so
unique.
Yeah.
Wow, but look at the detail on this animation.
Yeah, you guys should look up this Princess Crown game for Sega Saturn. It looks really cool. Looks like some neat systems, too. Huh. All right. And some other games we want to bring up real quick. Blade Runner, Blast Corps.
Oh, Blade Runner. I always wanted to play.
Blast Corps, which was a fun game.
Yeah.
Bushido Blade, Castlevania Symphony of Night, Dungeon Keeper.
Dungeon Keeper was fun.
Fallout. Feature Final Fantasy Tactics, Grandia.
Ooh.
We liked Grandia 2 better. Interstate 76,
Kirby. Oh, another great game.
Kirby's Dream Land 3, Mega Man X4.
Oh, Mega Man X4 came out this year. You didn't put it down?
I missed it.
It
was the first one out of the
anime. Aside from the original
cutscenes.
Mega Man X, that game was sweet. Because that was the first time you really got to play Zero.
Yeah, and it was.
And cool. He worked well in that game.
Myth, Mystical Ninja, starring Goemon. Oddworld Abe's Odyssey, Star Fox 64, Street Fighter 3, MDK, and Tomba.
Tomba was fun.
Tomba was fun.
I liked that game a lot.
It had a Minecraft sequence that was like almost impossible.
Yeah.
And he asked this to say about Final Fantasy VII. While I don't think Final Fantasy VII is a great game, I do have a soft spot for it. It was a huge step up in terms of presentation, but a huge step back in terms of gameplay for the series. Say what you will about the goofy Cloud versus Sephiroth story, the eco-terrorism parts are awesome. 10 respect points to anyone who admits to crying. Minus 10 respect points to anyone who admits crying during the Aerith death. See, I don't know why people feel the need to backpedal, though, and say that Final Fantasy VII wasn't a great game.
Yeah.
I don't know. Personally.
Just one of those things.
And I don't, like, I kind of have the nostalgic thing for it because I saw it when it was out. But, you know, I didn't play it until recently. All right.
What else did the Twitters tell us?
All right. Well, Papa Pichu just said, Press Monkey Island.
Well, that's where his name comes from, of course.
Right, and Captain Carnage had quite a bit to say. He said, Carmageddon. GTA? Did the first GTA come out? Did I miss that?
No, you missed that?
Oh, there it is. Postal.
Yeah.
I didn't know. Riven, which was the only miss you'd ever played,
it's
huh?
It's fucking hard. I played some of it. It's just hard.
I know you like this one, Total Annihilation.
Okay, Total Annihilation is one of those games that I bought because I inadvertently downloaded a song from the soundtrack and thought the song was so good that I had to play the game that it came from. And it turned out that the game was really good.
It was.
It was
Vaughn Gilbert, right?
Yeah, and Chris Taylor. Hmm. It was one of the earliest games to use 2D rendered, or RTS rather, use the 2D rendered backgrounds with 3D units, so everything animated really well. And it was unique in that, like, up to that point, like, I never played an RTS where, like, air units had to keep moving and go back to base to refuel and things like that. Mm-hmm. And, like I said, dude, the music, it was like Jeremy Soule's first big game soundtrack. Phenomenal. Oh, that game was fun.
Also brings up Curse of Monkey Island and Final Fantasy VII. Oh, and some game called The Incredible Erotic Adventures of Stiffy Maykane.
All right.
Nice. Oh, he also brought up GoldenEye, Age of Empires, Blood and Shadow Warrior. Don't know.
Oh, that's the sort of, it's like the Eastern version of Duke Nukem.
Oh, okay. And he wanted to bring up Worms 2. And Tom Haley just said GoldenEye. No. Sorry, Tom. We're not big fans here.
Oh, what gets it then?
I say Curse of Monkey Island. We haven't given one to Monkey Island yet.
Yeah, I will say so too. That was kind of like the pinnacle of 2D point and click adventure games.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I mean, this year I just don't see anything else that's huge for me. I think Final Fantasy VII was incredibly important, but so much controversy comes along with that, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's people a skip CMI. Right. I like
the game. Yeah, we'll stick
we made websites for it. Apparently, we cared about it.
I don't suppose you have that list with you on hand right now.
No. Didn't you save a copy?
Oh, God. 1986.
You can fast forward 10 minutes if you don't want to hear us think about this.
1986 was Legend of Zelda. 87, Metal Gear. 88 was Mega Man 2. 89 was
SimCity.
SimCity. 90 was... Okay, let's forget about this. all right, I'll get the list next time. But this year, it was Chris McGowan.
Cool.
Next time is 1998, the best year ever.
Oh.
That'll be fun, huh?
Yep.
All right, so let's get to the quiz.
Oh, boy.
Based off the games 1997. All right, first question. Finish this quote from Symphony of the Night. Tribute, you steal men's souls.
And make them your slaves.
Very good. That's one point.
Yeah.
Which two playable characters from Final Fantasy VII were optional to obtain?
Vincent.
Mm-hmm.
And who the hell else is in the game? Was it Cid?
No, Yuffie, the stupid ninja girl.
Shoot, I thought of her, and I was like, no, I'm pretty sure you had to. Darn.
The original Fallout protagonist is from which vault?
This is in like 72 or something.
You should know this. 13.
Vault 13. Oh, God.
Question 4. Okay, you can't win. Off to a poor
start.
Yeah,
yeah.
What is these are the hard ones, too.
Oh, great.
What is Mega Man's full name in Mega Man Legends?
He has a name?
Yes.
Shit. I haven't played that game in a long time.
I'll give you a hint. His first name is Mega Man.
Is it like Andrews? I don't know.
It's Mega Man Volnut.
Oh, yeah. I do remember that. Weird.
Name the villain from Jedi Knight. You might know this. You like that game.
Oh, crud. I could picture him.
I think you thought you named your fantasy name after this guy. It sounds a lot like it.
Is it like Jared?
It's Jarek.
Ah!
Jarek. All right, you got like 2 points, right? No, you got 1 point, don't you?
One and a half.
There's no half point.
Just give it to me.
And this is not one you're going to get. Bonus question.
What
was the Japanese name for Oddworld Abe's Odyssey?
I didn't know there was a difference.
I only did this because the name was so funny to me.
Kwaki Sir P. Niku.
Godzilla.
Godzilla.
Godzilla. Okay. It's Abe a go go.
Abe go go?
Abe a go go.
Even better.
Abe a go go.
Mako go go.
Mako go go. AJ, you got 1 point.
A dang.
Ah. Ah. A dang. not your best performance.
No.
All right.
I'm going to get out my list of games.
Oh, goody.
Okay. First one I want to talk about. I don't even think I told you I played this. I was saving it as a surprise. But I found out GameStop had demo kiosk of Batman Arkham Asylum.
No.
So I went to GameStop just to play.
Really?
Uh-huh. So here's the thing.
Shit.
The demo that they give you, it's just one challenge room, and it's only combat.
Okay.
So you don't get to do any of the cool shit that makes it a Batman game, which I thought was kind of strange. But I will say, the combat is actually quite good. It's simple.
Like?
It's just you have an attack button, and you have a counter button. And
Would you compare it to, like, Assassin's Creed?
Yeah, almost. A little simpler. But what it does really well is the animations string together incredibly fluidly. Like, where you're... You know, you like spiral kick down one guy, immediately turn, elbow a guy in the face. A guy behind you goes to kick you. You step to the side, grab his leg, and flip him up over you.
If only everyone can see the visual cues that.
Yeah, I know. What helps me explain it?
I know.
But it looks really cool, and the whole while the Joker's on the PA taunting you. Mark Hamill is so good as the Joker.
How's it look?
It looks gorgeous, and like what's cool too is when you nail the final blow. It does the kind of typical slow motion close-up, but it really looks like he's hitting these guys. You know, like in 3D games, sometimes it just looks like you're going through everybody.
Mm-hmm.
It actually looks like you're connecting and your blow is actually knocking these guys down.
That's cool. That's cool.
So, like I said, I was disappointed that it didn't have more of the detective and sneaking aspects in this demo, but at least the combat was good. And the combat's not even the focus of the game. So if that's as good as it is, I'm hoping the rest of the game follows suit.
Very cool.
Let's see. The next game on my list is the Bionic Commando multiplayer demo, which you just play a little bit of.
Right.
And I'm freaking in love with it. I can't wait for this game to come out now.
It is cool. I will say the shooting parts of it aren't as satisfying as the swinging parts.
No, right now. No. And I knew that going into it. Although they're not bad. Like, I actually got pretty good with the sniper rifle, which is pretty much a one-hit kill no matter what. Because they figure if you can hit somebody in this game with a sniper rifle, you deserve to kill them.
Yeah.
But the swinging mechanics are fantastic.
Yeah, they are fun.
I like it because it's not like automatic like Spider-Man. It actually takes some skill to pull off. But like, yeah, I was doing stuff where, and I don't know if you noticed this, the D-pad buttons are quick turns, which are really helpful because you can like, you know, swing off of a girder, latch off it so you just go kind of straight up, quick turn behind you, swing back off it, turn to the left, swing off something like that, and like, you know, if you're trying to get away from somebody, like, you can really be completely unpredictable about where you're moving like that. Yeah. And just like the amount of like just cool stuff you could pull off. Like, I did one thing. I had the grenade launcher, and I wish I could say I did this on purpose, but I didn't, but it was really cool. I hit a guy with the grenade launcher, and it didn't kill him, but it knocked him back, and I saw he was going to go off the building. So I tried to grapple onto something to swing after him, but I accidentally grappled onto him, but didn't realize it. And I just kind of like, I was like, what's going on? I just kind of freaked out and started pushing buttons. So I actually pushed jump and then jump again, which if you grapple onto the environment, lets you zip up to it. Well, I zipped to him and kicked him and killed him in midair. It was really freaking cool. And just, you know, like you'll do shit where you just like, you see a bunch of guys fighting.
And you get style points, right?
Yeah. Like, it's like I had the shotgun. I saw two guys on a rooftop fighting. So I like swung in, swooped over them from midair, shot the one guy, and then melee bashed the other one as I landed on him. I was just like, that is cool. And also, the music is sweet.
Yeah.
Like, I could sit there at the title screen and just listen to that.
I like the menus.
Yeah.
Menus are cool.
So, yeah, hopefully, and, you know, that's just the multiplayer. If the single player, again, is as good as the multiplayer, I'll be very happy to play that game.
Yeah, I liked what I played, too, when I tried it. It was fun.
Let's see. Next on the list is the Red Faction Guerrilla demo, of all things.
Is it like the other Red Faction game where you can blow things up like anything?
Yes. It's not the original Red Faction was more about being in underground tunnels and like burrowing around.
Right.
And the terrain still does the form, but it's more so about blowing up buildings, but everything blows up really cool. The way this demo is structured, like the game's sort of open world, it's weird. Like they just drop in these really big maps and it's just get here and steal this robot and then get out. So like you're walking around until you really get into the combat areas that are marked on your map. There's just people walking around and stuff. So yeah, they start you get like your basic guns, some demo charges, and you do get points for blowing up buildings of the, I assume it's like the Martian government or whatever that's oppressing the people. And you can collect scavenge parts from the wreckage. So, you know, I'm just working my way through this demo, shooting guys, blowing up buildings and everything. Then you get to this mech suit you get, and it doesn't have weapons, it just has these arms, you can either swing them or slam them. So then, like, you're just basically, like, indestructible at that point. So I'm just, like, walking through, blowing up every building I see, stepping on guys, knocking over trucks. Then it ends with a, you know, you drop it off to this truck, and you're on the back on a missile turret, and you're driving away, and just, like, guys in Jeeps and everything are coming at you, and you're just, again, blowing the shit out of everything. And it was just really satisfying. Everything had a really good weight and, like, a really cool just destruction to it. Cool. So, you know, I would definitely recommend checking that out. I wish my iPhone would stop turning itself off so I could read my list. Next, I played the UFC demo, which surprised the hell out of me.
Is it like more like a fighting game or a wrestling game?
It's more like a fighting game. It's almost more like a boxing game.
Right.
I wondered how this game would translate because, honestly, I noted this before. When you watch a UFC fight, they're kind of boring. It's a lot of they kind of grab each other so and get on the ground. You. It's like NASCAR in that you're waiting for just like in NASCAR, you're waiting for something to crash. You're waiting for that one really big punch or that one big assault.
I don't know if you maybe appreciate some of the intricacies of the sport.
I may not. I fully admit that. But this game, it seemed like it keeps the pace much more fast.
Is a submissions as important as strikes?
You can like tackle guys to the ground. If there is a submission hold, I didn't do it. See, this is one thing the game does that pissed me off. I went just right into it. I didn't do the tutorial and just kind of tried to figure everything out. And this is, you know, left and right punch, left and right kick. And if you get a guy on the ground, you could start jacking him until he pushes you off and everything. And I had a lot of fun with it. So I'm like, well, I want to learn the intricacies. I'll go do the tutorial. It's one of those super slow tutorials where it's like you click on the striking tutorial. And it's like the screen comes up. Push the X, Y, B, and A buttons to strike. Watch. And then you have to watch the AI sit there in place and go through all four punches.
Yeah.
Then it's like the screen flashes. Now you try it. And you have to like land 12 strikes. It's like, you know, can I just go through this, please? Like, yeah. Why does this take so long?
Exactly.
I hate it when games do that. But no, like, I mean, I found myself like just laughing out loud at how absurd and kind of fun it was. So I guess I liked it.
Cool.
I don't think I'd pay for it just because, like I said, I'm not that into UFC. But it was neat.
Who was like the characters in the demo?
Chuck Liddell, and I forget who the other dude was. He was Brazilian.
Okay.
Next, it's an iPhone game I played called Flight Control. This is cool. It's like an air traffic control kind of game where it's just you have a horizontal runway, an angled runway, and a helicopter pad. And three different types of air units, helicopters, heavy jets, and like biplanes will come in. You have to direct them to the specific runway by tapping on them and then drawing a path, and then they'll follow that path. And the challenge is just keeping people from crashing into each other.
Well, hopefully, yeah.
Yeah, it's a fun little game. It was 99 cents.
Yeah, cool.
Mm-hmm. You played this one, the Virtual On trial on Xbox Live Arcade.
Right, I didn't realize you played it.
Mm-hmm.
It's Virtual On, isn't it?
It is.
Well, this is really the first time that Virtual On's kind of been on a platform where you can kind of replicate the dual stick nature
and
of the arcade.
And I tried that, and boy, I couldn't. I understood how those controls work, but I could not get it to work for me. Like, I was playing through the demo with the default controls where it's basically like a third-person shooter.
Mm-hmm.
I did fine. I tried those controls. I got my ass kicked by the AI. It's like that thing where, like, if you want to turn, you have to push the one up, the one down.
It's like Pod Racer controls.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. And, oh, I just couldn't do it.
Right. Looks good, though, and it's Virtual On.
Yeah, I mean, it's just fun game.
I mean, I would always prefer, like, a good 2D fighting game or maybe, like, a Soul Calibur to it.
Mm-hmm. Then the Wolverine demo.
How good is that?
It's really good.
Surprising.
Far better than I thought it would
Chris
be.
Chris bought it. But
yeah, we have to play it later. But
far better than the movie.
Ooh.
Well, because the game actually allows itself to be violent.
Yeah, well, I guess somebody wanted the movie to be R-rated, and it was Hugh Jackman and another producer who wanted a PG-13.
I understand why, because you can make a lot more money from a PG-13 movie than from an R movie. But it's just cool to see a Wolverine game where, you know, he's
stabbing dudes in half.
Taking their limbs off. And yeah, exactly. And he's actually violent. And there's just a lot of cool things. Like, there's this lunge move that almost makes the game.
Yeah, basically, without it, it wouldn't be nearly as fun.
It's basically, you know, you lunge a person from very far distances sometimes, even. Mm. But it's cool. It's very God of War-y. You got the combos. You got these level-up systems. But it's a satisfying experience.
Yeah, it looks good.
Mm-hmm. As far as movie titans go, it's one of the better ones I've
played. It is cool. They did a really good job with the whole regeneration system, where you actually, like, because Wolverine's indestructible, the way the game kind of gets around mortality is you take damage to, like, the point where Wolverine's so chunked up that, like, his vital organs are exposed.
Right.
And so you need to, like, give time to heal. And it's neat how you actually see, like, all his wounds, like, close themselves and everything.
Mm-hmm.
It's a cool game.
It is cool. The Wolverine character kind of gives himself to the God of War clone pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
Especially with regenerative health added on there. Okay, what else you do?
The last one I have is
was it MVC?
Yeah, Marvel vs. Capcom 2. So should we talk a little more about that? I mean, we kind of already talked about it.
You know, I mean, I played this game a lot before, but man, it's still so much fun.
Mm-hmm.
It's so cool that it's actually like it's a real widescreen. You can tell that it's like you can tell it's not a stretch widescreen because when like the portraits come up when you do the super moves, it's a little bit like not directly on the edge. You know?
Well, what it is the game is rendered in 16:9, but the play area is still 4:3. If you look real closely, you'll notice when you knock a guy back and he hits the wall, he actually stops like an inch and a half short of the actual edge of the screen.
Mm.
That way they didn't have to like retune the game and it keeps it right for the purist. And then I think you can have the option to just put on the black bars if you'd rather.
Yeah, they just, you know, you don't want those black bars.
No. But the filters for the crisp and the smooth and everything, mm-hmm. they look really nice,
yeah,
I think.
Especially crisp.
Yeah.
But yeah, game looks great. And still so much fun to play.
I love that game.
Oh, it's still so good. All right, so let's see. What about me? I've been playing GTA some more. And like I'm enjoying it, but once again, I'm falling into like the whole I don't regret my purchase, but it's still, and I've been playing it a lot just because, you know, it's in my DS and it's easier to play. But I just mostly just do missions. I'll tell you what, I have much more fun just doing missions and like doing the supposed all the extra stuff. Like, mm-hmm. I just never get into that. I don't know. I mean, I've complained about GTA enough before. I played that free MMO that was, they made that Penny Arcade comic about it. I tried it. Let me see. It's on my desktop. The Chronicles of Spellborn. And like, it seemed neat enough. I couldn't get through the tutorial though, because first off, the tutorial, it's like I said, the tutorial was just,
they're so slow.
Mind-numbingly
slow. W to move forward.
Seriously. Like, seriously, it was like, move forward, move left, right, jump. I'm like, ugh.
Like, I played a video game in the last 15 years. Right. Thank you.
It does a neat thing with the combat, though, where it's like, it's more like you don't click a number anymore. It's in like wait for the thing to cool down. It's like it's all done with kind of mouse clicks. And when you do one move, your action bar kind of rolls over to another action bar with a whole new set of moves that kind of follow it up.
Yeah, that's cool.
Which is sort of interesting. And it's free up until like a certain level or something. But yeah, you know, it seemed neat enough.
I guess I could say too, I played the Free Realms beta, which is now an open beta, so I think I'm allowed to talk about. It's fun. It's everything is like an instance mini game, even down to combat.
Mm-hmm.
But for what it is, I mean, this is, if you're playing WoW, you're not going to drop WoW to play Free Realms. But for what it is, it's pretty neat. It looks good. It looks really nice, actually.
I should mention, I did beat Resident Evil 5 co-op on hard with Beige. We went through, made our push to the final thing. Indy was kind of in our chat, just, you know, chatting with us while we were playing it. But we got to the final boss, and like, it's just maddening because like we did it the first try, and it just got to a point where we literally run out of ammo and we couldn't beat him.
Mm-hmm.
And before we did it, Indy was like, "You should just buy a rocket launcher because it one hit kills him." We're like, "Yeah, okay, whatever." But this time, I bought the rocket launcher before the fight again. Not because I thought I was gonna one hit kill him, but because like I thought it would help. Sure enough, as soon as the fight begins, I hit him with it, and it's a one hit kill. That's on hard mode.
It was, especially when, like, you could shoot those chainsaw guys, and they don't even move. And then it kills the last boss in one hit.
I'd hope that it wouldn't hurt the chainsaw guys. I don't know. I never even used a rocket launcher before. But, I mean, the final boss on hard mode, I don't know. It was a little anticlimactic. But we had fun with it. It was a good time. Resident Evil 5. I mean, it was fun. It was a lot more fun to play in co-op, obviously.
Right.
Oh, I started BioShock again.
Yeah.
Because I'm looking so forward to BioShock 2. So I started BioShock again. I'm trying for the hard mode achievement and the use no Vita Chambers achievement. And man, I just love that game so much. I like
it's a good game.
The whole thing is just it's just so great. It probably is one of my favorite games. And I was talking to one of my friends who like didn't like BioShock and this drives me crazy.
Mm.
And he was like, he sent me like a name, like, "Hey, you looking forward to Assassin's Creed 2? And this is like how this guy talks to me. He just like asks me obvious questions. I'm like, "Yeah, I guess." Yeah. I'm looking more forward to BioShock 2. He's like, "Yeah, I don't know, man. BioShock 1, I just thought it was kind of an overhyped game that cut too many corners." I was just like, "What does that mean?" He's like, "I'm sorry, man. I just did not feel like a big daddy at the end." I'm like, okay, let's complain about the ending. You know what I say to that? You know what I fucking say to that, honestly? Everyone wants to complain about the ending. How many games do you know that almost everyone played the ending?
True.
Almost everyone got to the ending of BioShock.
True.
So many developers complain how no one gets to the endings of their games. And I don't know a single person who played BioShock and didn't beat it. So that's what I say to that.
That is a good point.
All right. All right. I'm done then. So, why don't you get to these releases?
Okay. First up on the WiiWares, there's something called Kokoto Platform Jumper.
Tokoto Platform Jumper?
No, Kokoto, sadly. Kokoto. Okay. I have no idea what this is.
Well, let's not worry about it.
Virtual Console, Nobunaga's Ambition.
What's his ambition?
I don't know. The cover art is a samurai.
Oh, okay.
On the DSiWare, Clubhouse Games Express, Card Classics. It's like blackjack and poker. And Paper Airplane Chase.
Is this based off that minigame from one of the WarioWare games?
I think so.
Okay.
Xbox Live Arcade. Three games this week. Banjo-Tooie, you played just a tad of, right?
I played a tad of. I played the first boss and then decided I didn't want to play a baby game anymore.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Then Cyber Troopers Virtual on Oratorio Tenogram. Or Tengram, excuse me.
Okay.
And sorry for the Hasbro
family game. There's an exclamation
point
there.
Sorry.
Sorry.
Then we got two new Xbox originals, Max Payne, and one of my favorite game titles ever, Max Payne 2, The Fall of Max Payne.
I kind of wanted to get to buy Max Payne 2 because I never played Max Payne 2.
Max Payne 2 is in my car on the Xbox, and I believe it's backwards compatible. So,
okay, then, never mind.
PlayStation Network. No game release, but I just listed the Marvel's Capcom 2 demo.
Yeah, there you go. Good enough.
That was just to say good old games, not PSP. Ishar 1 and 2, which is like a first-person RPG, kind of like Ultima Underworld sort of thing from what I could gather from the screenshots, and Mega Race 1 and 2, which we played on the 3DO and was sweet. Remember there's like that cheesy game show host, used car salesman guy in it?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
If you want to say it was sweet,
death and gravity
sure.
at the same time.
Yeah. All right, Velvet Assassin.
This is out?
Retail games, I guess so, PC and 360.
I wonder if it's any good.
Oh. There it is. X-Men Origins Wolverine for PS3 and 360. I'm surprised there's no Wii version of this game.
No, there is.
Oh, there is?
It came out on like 7 different platforms, and there's 3 different ratings.
Never mind.
It's all very confusing.
Dynasty Warriors Strike Force for PSP. Stalin versus Martians for PC.
Unsurprisingly, with a 1.5 from GameSpot.
Huh. I need to read this later. Yeah, Wolverine came out for PC and PSP also. Warrior Epic.
Should it be Epic Warrior? It's an MMO.
What? It's an MMO? I just like the name of this game, Warrior Epic for the PC. Oh, God. What the hell is this?
Oh, Super Robot Tyson OG Saga Endless Frontier for the DS. This actually looks kind of good.
Hmm.
It's an Atlas action RPG.
Okay,
cool. And it also has like some characters from... is she from Xeno Saga or something?
Really?
One of the robots?
Cosmos?
Yeah.
Oh, she's in it.
She has a cameo.
X-Men Origins Wolverine for PS2.
Now, see, that one's teen rated.
Weird.
See, I don't think it's as gory.
How do they do that?
It's just not as gory.
But there's, like, those CG videos, you have to get rid of them?
I don't
know. Why would you want... I don't know, whatever. Echo Tycoon, Project Green for PC, yeah. Free Realms came out, the Wolverine for Wii. What's that word? That's teen also. Yeah, see, screw that. The expansion for Neverwinter Nights 2, Mysteries of Westgate, and Origins for DS.
And that one's rated E for everyone.
All right, your kids can play. Oh, man. Okay. All right. So why don't we get this top 10 list up here real quick?
Okay.
Da, 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 da.
The internet's not quite loaded.
All right, here we go.
Here we go.
This is our friend Drew Robbins, his top 10 favorite games of all time. Number 10 is the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles arcade game.
Turtles in Time.
No.
Oh, no, that's
the first one. The first one.
That is the first one. Never mind.
Yeah. I remember. That's such an iconic cabinet.
Such good times.
With the real time. It's like they cast that April O'Neil to look like the one from the cartoon with the yellow jumpsuit.
And the 80s hair.
Yeah, that's great. Oh, such a fun game. I remember it as on the NES as Turtles 2. 9 is Conker's Bad Fur Day. I don't like this game at all.
It never worked for me.
Never a fan. 8, Majora's Mask.
Again.
Yeah, it's hard for me, honestly. Mm-hmm. 7 is Metal Gear Solid 3. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
6, Grand Theft Auto 4. We know how we feel about Grand Theft Auto. 5 is Banjo-Tooie, which I think I just moments ago called a baby game.
Whoops.
4, Leap It Ages.
I'll give you that. Yeah.
I love that game. 3, Super Metroid. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. 2, Super Smash Bros. Franchise.
Nice.
That's a cop-out. I want to know what his favorite is of the series. And 1 is Prince of Persia, Sands of Time.
So games a lot of people like.
Oh, yeah. That's the coolest, though. So, we're about near the end.
Yeah. Yeah. Almost to an hour.
That's what I'm kind of...
I know.
I kind of want to make it. So.
Yeah.
I wish they would make Marvel's Capcom 3 so they could put Thor in it and rectify that.
I know,
problem.
Like I said, I just want to, like, when you push the switch when he comes out, he
for
hits
Asgard.
The guy. For Asgard! And he holds Mjolnir in the air.
As I was telling you before, Marvel's Capcom 2, so many of those characters' names, like the voices in that game, those are the voices I associate with those characters.
You're right.
Because, like, Spider-Man sounds so cool and cocky, and, like, Wolverine is so gruff. He's like, let's go, bub.
Let's go, bub.
Let's go. But, like, Captain America's so over the top, like, oh! 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 For great justice, I can't move. Final justice.
Yes.
And Iron Man pretty much just has that voice also. Yahoo! Yeah. Oh, it's my Sunday set.
What?
It's my Sunday set.
What are you saying?
It's my Sunday set.
It's my Sunday set?
I don't know. That's what War Machine says before he does his finishing move.
Oh.
Something like, it's my Sunday set.
Maybe he's saying it's my Sunday's best. Like how people say they're dressed like their Sunday's
yeah,
best.
Yeah, he's in his War Machine outfit.
It's my Sunday's best.
Oh, God. All right, let's end this.
No!
Yes!
Okay. You know that in that versus game, the...
yeah.
you know the one I'm talking about. They have Mega Man Legends Mega Man in it.
Interesting.
Not, yeah, it's not just Mega Man. All right, so thanks for listening, everybody. Be sure to look at the SquadronOfShame.com. You can find us there as well as the Squadron of Shame Squadcast. Then next mission we record it, it's not up yet. No, wait, we're recording it tomorrow.
Yeah.
It's Fate of Atlantis.
Did you finish it?
What's that?
Did you finish it?
I got to finish it.
Also, to all Squadron of Shame members at large, this coming week, the following week, Mike and I will actually be in Florida. We'd like there to still be a show, so if there's anyone in the squad who's willing to take over, like, most of the movies for send me an email. Yeah, I just don't know if it's
all right, but...
Bye.